And Charles filed today in the Kansas City shooting at the Chiefs rally this week that killed one person and injured 22 others.
Two juveniles, as Jackson County, Missouri Family Court is describing them without giving their ages, have now been charged and are detained at the Juvenile Detention Center in Kansas City on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. The court saying more charges are expected. Because they are minors, nothing involving them will be open to the public. The exact charges and names are not being released. Police say it was a fight that led to the shooting. A third suspect was released, no longer believed to have been involved. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A judge in New York City could issue a decision today on whether former President Trump will have to pay damages in the civil fraud trial involving his businesses. Reaction today over the reported death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died while at a Russian prison. Russia says Navalny collapsed while out on a walk on prison grounds. The U.S. blames Vladimir Putin. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is taking steps toward cracking down on sex trafficking. The state assembly yesterday passed a package of bills that came out of the speaker's task force on the problem, Republican Representative Rick Gundrum.
One of the reasons sex trafficking is thriving here in Wisconsin is because our current penalties are often less than the cost of the actual solicitation.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. A new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin is going nowhere this year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells reporters a Republican bill will not be taken up this session. Republicans disagree among themselves over whether the state should run medical marijuana dispensaries. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WISS and WGBW. Police are recommending a woman be charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the case of another woman found dead in Fond du Lac Tuesday night. Authorities say the suspect was arrested Wednesday in West Bend, but they haven't said how she's connected. Police found Ashley Kahlo unresponsive in a car, and she died at the hospital. A 3-year-old child with her was not hurt. A 21-year-old man is also jailed in the case accused of aiding a felon. The Oshkosh Celebration of Lights is making the EAA grounds its permanent home. The popular holiday lights display had to move out of Menominee Park due to an archaeological dig. Organizers in the EAA struck a deal to move there temporarily, but attendance last season set a new record, so they've agreed to stay through at least 2028. More than 22,000 vehicles passed through the Celebration of Lights grounds in 2023. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crut.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Badgers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team travels to Iowa to take on the Hawkeyes tomorrow. The Badgers trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Head coach Greg Gard told his players.
They know I point to the scoreboard a lot and said, don't watch the scoreboard. Guys, this possession done wrong like this against a better team is going to burn you.
NBA, the Bucks lost to the banged-up Grizzlies in Memphis. The final 113-100 in favor of the Grizzlies. After the game, Doc Rivers says his team looked lost or already on the beach in Cabo San Lucas.
First play, we gamble for the 50th time in the corner. Guy drives. We have to help. Leads to a three. We come back on our set. Two guys forget what we're running. Then we miss the shot, and then nobody gets back. That's how we start out the third quarter. That tells you all you need to know about where our heads were. We had some guys here, and we had some guys in Cabo.
That's Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you. A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a bit cooler, too. Our high 28 this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at about 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 10 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 27. Then on Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Todd Lovell, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now,
Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board and taking your phone calls. It is hour three of the big program, 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this TGIF Friday, February 16th, 2024. Mr. Zommers, our final hour of the week.
It is total chaos.
I'm never going to get tired of listening to that all year.
Yeah, it's going to be playing a lot because do we expect this year, this election cycle, to be anything besides total chaos?
No, not at all. It is total chaos. The news was total chaos today. And it may get more chaotic. We're awaiting this Trump decision here, one of his many legal cases. He may get a business neuter, so to speak. If the judge hands down that he has to pay $300 some million in this settlement in New York, basically his businesses, or he gets banned from doing business in New York. Some people say that's the thing he fears the most, actually. Even worse than all the stuff with E. Jean Carroll, which is, of course, terrible and tragic in its own sense.
Well, if that's what he fears the most, we should do it.
Well, I mean, it's in the judge. It's in the judge's hands. We have no control over this.
Whatever is the law is what should happen.
So anyway, we will monitor that. If we get any news on that court case, we will give it to you as the afternoon progresses. Also this hour, looking forward to this in nervous anticipation. A great piece here by our crack staff. When is the last time that you went without your cell phone for a day? Take your phone calls, talk about addictions, talk about how you can break that. Not that, you know, Todd has anything like that. I look at my phone all the time. I know I do. Part of it's because of work.
I was going to say, like, this would have been easier to do when I worked at CVS in the pharmacy because I don't need my phone for work. But now we have to be able to contact each other more or less whenever. Like, I'm not calling Todd up at 2 a.m, right. But it'll be like, hey, there's this thing that happened in the news, you should know. Or Todd being like, oh, something came up, we have to do this at a different, like, you know, we have to be able to talk to each other and other people in the network.
Yes, absolutely.
Because the radio is always on.
Right. 100%, always on. We're doing business all the time here. And speaking of, I did not plan it this way, but literally, as we were having that conversation, alerts were coming across my computer here. And just in, about 8 minutes ago, the judge has issued a ruling in the Trump New York civil fraud trial. Judge Arthur Engoron has issued a ruling in Donald Trump's New York civil fraud case. New York Attorney General Lolita James asked for $370 million from Trump and co-defendants in the computer just jumped there.
disgarnishment or ill-gotten gains, alleging he filed fraudulent financial statements that allowed him to obtain loans and insurance policies at a more favorable rate.
Wow.
Engoron has already ruled that Trump had and his co-defendants engaged in fraud and ordered the cancellation of any business certificates they hold in New York, an action that is holding pending Trump's appeal. This ruling will address six additional criminal cases or claims against some or all of the defendants, including conspiracy, issuing false financial statements, falsifying business records, and insurance fraud. This is updating in real time. And now Judge Arthur Engoron has in fact ordered former President Donald Trump and his companies to pay nearly $355 million. $355 million is the judgment against Donald Trump. Is that enough? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you think of this ruling by Judge Engoron coming down just moments ago in the New York civil fraud case? Judge Engoron saying Trump has to pay nearly $355 million. That's not chump change, even for Donald Trump.
I would say especially for Donald Trump, because he never has as much money as he says he does.
We found that out, right? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Attorney General for New York, Lolita James, asking for $370 million, ruling just coming down moments ago that Trump has to pay about $355 million. As we said, the case goes to the heart of Trump's image as a successful billionaire, the image of that. It includes accusations of fraud regarding the Trump Tower apartment, Mar-a-Lago estates, and several golf courses, amongst others. We shall see. I mean, this may be the end of Donald Trump's ruse of being this Mr. Successful Business Guy, which in part is why so many of the mega folks follow him. You ask the common average Wisconsin person on the street who is a mega person, one of the reasons they'll give you for following Trump is, well, I mean, he's done so well in business. Look how well he's done in business. But as these trials have exposed, he ain't so great at business. PJ, listening in on YouTube, says he never pays his bills. Well, that's true, right? Case after case in New York where he hires a contractor, say a painter, gets the bill, $10,000. Trump says, I'm not paying that. I'll give you five. Contractor says, you can't do that. We agreed on 10. I'll give you five. Take me to court. I got all kinds of lawyers and attorneys. You'll spend more on court cases, or you can just take the five. Trump's notorious for that. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom, listening in McFarland. Tom, thanks for calling. Let's see.
I am so glad that I put a big stake into Heinz, because I think that my stock buy is really going to pay off in these next few days.
We shall see, right?
But exactly. But I think you were right on when you said that, you know, this is lays bare Trump, because Trump has always been about being a fraud, and he capitalized on being a fraud. And this trial just demonstrates and provides proof that, yes, he is a fraud, which I'm not at all surprised. That's why his supporters love him so much, because they would like to be a fraud too, just like him.
Right.
Because actually being a businessman requires work. It requires effort and requires self-accountability. And I have yet to meet a Trump supporter who has been able to do all three at the same time. Thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate it, Tom. Great observation by Tom McFarland. The Heinz comment, I assume, is because Trump is notorious for throwing ketchup and plates of ketchup against the wall when he gets ticked off, when he gets angry.
Really? I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that's true. And so I think Tom's right. I think there's going to be a lot of ketchup bottles thrown tonight. So he's right. Good time to have stock in Heinz. Takes the patience. This is fascinating. This is happening in real time now. We're watching this in real time, this decision from Judge Engoron, breaking news. The Trump decision in New York. This may be even happier than the first one. The next ruling has come down. It's not just Donnie, but now Trump's adult sons. Judge Engoron has just said that Don Jr. and Eric also have to pay $4 million each after the judge found them liable for multiple fraud counts. So Don Jr. and Eric each got to come up with $4 million apiece, another $8 million. So Trump himself, $355 million, give or take. And now Don Jr. and Eric, $4 million each. Somebody else, this is fantastic. Angie from Monroe, the great city of Monroe. Don't forget, it's Cheese Days in Monroe coming up this September. Angie from Monroe says, if Melania is going to leave him, she better hurry up. He's going to run out of money.
He's going to run out of her money, it says.
Oh, run out of her money. Yes, that's right. That's right. Absolutely right, Angie. I mean, there might not be a Mar-a-Lago left. Trump Tower may not be Trump Tower anymore.
But which bathroom is he going to put those documents in then?
Well, maybe an outhouse.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Until that gets foreclosed, too.
Right. Exactly. I love this, the judge, and this is all, well, I'm watching this happen in real time right now. These judges' rulings are coming out in real time. The latest one, Don Jr. and Eric, each been ordered to pay $4 million after Judge Arthur Engoron has found them liable of multiple fraud counts. And Judge Engoron orders Trump and his companies themselves to pay nearly $355 million in New York civil frauds case. Trump is expected to appeal the decision and to seek a stay to halt its enforcement while his appeal is considered. Well, that's typical Trump, right? He always tries to hold things off. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Jack in Merrimack listening in. Jack, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Well, first thing I want to say is Trump's probably never going to pay this money. The acolytes and cultists, they'll pony up because he can do no wrong. He is
Jack. Hey, Jack, I'm going to interrupt you a second. I'm not sure if your speaker is in a different place. Or you're very muffled. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay. Basically, I said that Trump is not going to pay a nickel. The acolytes and cultists, they're going to pony up the money. And, because he can do no wrong, he's the chosen one. You know, he's the one that's anointed to become president. As a matter of fact, he still is president. You get the picture.
All right. That's the kind of stuff they're going to say, right? That Trump is still president, and Jack making the point that other people might pay this money for Trump. $355 million is $355 million, and each of the Don Juniors, well, Don Jr. and Eric, according to reports now, according to the judge, are also going to have to pay $4 million each as well. I mean, this is not chump change. It will dramatically affect Trump's businesses. And maybe Trump won't end up paying all of it himself, but I'm not sure how many people are out there that are going to pay $355 million for Trump. Oh, wait. Vladimir Putin. The oligarchs of Russia. There you go. Back with more on the other side. It's the Todd Allbo Show for a breaking news Friday. More breaking news. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. but there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History Story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Breaking rocks in a hot sun. I fall for law and a law one. I fall for law and a law one. I needed money cause I had none. I fall for law and a law one. I fall for law and a law one.
Welcome back to Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, a special breaking news edition of the Todd Allball Show. Hour number three, 20 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, Friday, February 16th, 2024, happening in real time as we speak. The judge has looked at Donald Trump as Mr. Zomers cues up the great song and says, essentially, you fought the law and the law won. Judge Engoron, overseeing the civil fraud trial against former President Donald Trump of the Trump Organization, has issued his long-awaited ruling. Judge Arthur Engoron handed down his judgment in a 92-page decision moments ago, ordering them, the Trump Organization, to pay about $355 million in penalty. Trump expected to appeal. The judge's decision comes 5 weeks after the trial case concluded. New York Attorney General Lolita James brought the civil suit in 2022, asked the judge to bar Trump from doing business in the state, and sought a penalty of $250 million, a figure her office has increased to $370 million by the end of the trial. The Trump Organization and several executives, including his eldest son, Don Jr. and Eric, were named as co-defendants in the suit. Trump and his legal team long expected a defeat, with the former president decrying the case as quote-unquote rigged and a sham, and his lawyers laying the groundwork for an appeal before the judge even issued the verdict. Even before today's ruling, the judge had largely affirmed James's allegations that Trump and others in the company inflated valuations of his properties by hundreds of millions of dollars over the course of a decade and misrepresented his wealth by billions with a B. The scheme, the state said, was meant to trick banks and insurers into offering more valuable deal terms. Engoron ruled in September that Trump and other defendants were liable for fraud based on the evidence presented through the filings. Again, this is a breaking news story.
And Jeff on YouTube, not Jeff Perry, a different Jeff, says, is this the case that could also forbid him from doing business in New York?
Yes, it is. And we haven't received the whole word yet on whether this ruling includes all of that in and of itself. But what we do know so far out of this new 92-page decision is that the judge has ordered Trump himself and his company to pay at least $355 million in penalties. And Don Jr. and Eric also ordered to pay $4 million in fines apiece. Incredible ruling by the judge. And again, I think what's perhaps most damaging politically for Trump is the fact that he has been exposed as a business fraud. That the people in Wisconsin, and look, some of these people are again, your average voter, all right? They're not part of the MAGA leadership. But they say, well, you know, I know Trump does some goofy things and says some crazy stuff, but you know what? He was a good business guy. You know, if he can run the country like his business, we'll be successful. Because, you know, he's a billionaire. Well, this trial has exposed Donald Trump as a fraud. He's not a good business guy. Aside from all of his bankruptcies he filed over the years. Of course, he said, well, you know, those are just the tools that were available to me. But we've found out now he's not worth billions. We found out that he's inflated the value of his overall wealth, of his buildings. Committed fraud. Been found guilty in a court of law. And now ordered to pay approximately $355 million. Breaking right now, Donald Trump's attorney and legal spokesman, she's great, isn't she? Alina Haba, in a statement, responded to Judge Engeron's ruling and called it, quote, manifest injustice, plain and simple, unquote, and expressed that they would appeal. Well, there you go. That's the Trump reaction to this. And again, this is all happening in real time, so forgive us if we're a little not smooth here, herky-jerky. But this is coming through as we're on the air in this kind of special report here. Now this just broke. While Judge Engeron barred Donald Trump from serving as an officer or director of a New York corporation in New York for 3 years, he did not dissolve the business certificates for the Trump Organization, as he had initially laid out in his summary judgment issued last year. Engeron wrote that his September order was, quote, modified solely to the extent of vacating the directive to cancel defendants' business certificates, unquote. Engeron wrote that a monitor he put in place for the company was to stay in place for at least 3 years, and that an independent director of compliance should be installed at the company's expense. So again, the bottom line here is that the Trump businesses proper are not being dissolved. However, Judge Engeron has barred Donald Trump himself from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation in New York for 3 years. So Trump can't be in charge of himself of any business for 3 years. But the actual business certificates themselves for the Trump Organization are not being dissolved. So, which of course will kill Trump. I mean, just from his big ego, right? That he has to let somebody else, if they're going to exist in New York, you know, has to at least be there. So we'll see. We'll see. WMDX says also bars him from running a business in the state for 3 years. Yes, I just read that. So, and again, this is all kind of coming in on the fly, so bear with us here. We shall see. Also from Andrew in Maine, asking who is going to pay Trump's bill. At least in small part, Trump might be hoping to lose again this year so he can continue to raise funds for his campaign. He gets elected and he can't campaign, and China won't pay as much for the Trump Organization as he can get from his supporters. Well, there you go. Another texter said, you know, might be part of the GOP that pays this for him. We shall see. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. What do you think of this ruling by Judge Engeron saying that Donald Trump himself cannot run a business in the state of New York for 3 years, but the Trump Organization can go on without him? Also orders Trump and the Trump Organization to pay $355 million. And orders Don Jr. and Eric to pay $4 million each.
I'll tell you what I think. There's an acronym that describes this situation perfectly. It is yes. F-A-F-O. F around and find out.
Donald Trump messed around and he found out. He fought the law and the law won. Back on the other side, it's a special report Friday afternoon. The Trump verdict in the civil case on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Hi, Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobel, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Consumers' desire to buy local and know where their food comes from continues to drive sales in Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. Tess Romansky can tell you all about it. She's a development manager with Fair Share CSA Coalition. Now remember, CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. Those are farms across Wisconsin that basically allow consumers to buy subscriptions in the product that they're growing. And despite what you might think, Romansky says there's a lot of interest in still buying local, even in the winter.
There's an increase in winter storage shares, which are kind of that late season, like October, November storage crops like onions, potatoes, things that can last really well. People seem to be really interested in local purchasing, continuing beyond what's seen as the standard growing season where the farmers markets are in full swing.
That's Tess Romansky. She's the development manager for the Fair Share CSA Coalition. They work with about 80 farms in the Midwest, trying to provide consumers with that direct-to-farm experience. If you're interested and want to try to find one in your area, go to csacoalition.org.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
We know you work hard every day to keep your livestock healthy and run an efficient operation because there's no such thing as a snow day. Take time this winter and consider BioVet, your trusted partner in helping you raise stronger, healthier animals and to protect your bottom line. The knowledge and support from our team can help you make the difference in keeping your livestock healthy. Call 1-800-BIOVET1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Attention farmers and contractors. It's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
And if you've ever experienced a remodel in your home, I'm guessing you didn't do it for the educational experience. Well, starting today, a soybean grower in western Wisconsin and his family are going to start renovating three bedrooms in their home. The catch is they are going to use all soy-based products during that renovation. Tony Melanthan and his family farm outside of Eau Claire in Ogallee. Tony is current director on the United Soybean Board, and the United Soybean Board is going to be documenting their renovation of their home. They also point out there's a lot of things all around you that use soybeans you might not even realize. For example, Skechers shoes. If the sole of your Skechers shoe says Goodyear, that's made with soy-based oil. I'm Pam Yonke.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a bit cooler too. Our high 28 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at about 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 10 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 27. Then on Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobel, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. It is Friday, February 16th, 2024. Along with Mr. Zomers on the board. Glad to have you along on a special report type of broadcast here. Breaking news as we come onto the air here this afternoon. The judge, Judge Engoron, in the state of New York, has made his ruling on the civil case against Donald Trump. Trump and the Trump Organization will have to pay $355 million in fines. Don Trump Jr., Eric Trump, the sons of the former president, each ordered to pay $4 million in fines. Donald Trump himself barred from doing business in the state of New York for 3 years. Although the Trump Organization, under different leadership, would be allowed to continue. Of course, Trump will appeal this, and watching various news sources, including CBS News at this hour, experts are saying that this is going to come down to an appellate court decision. Will the appellate court uphold Judge Engoron's ruling and say, look, this guy committed fraud? There is ample evidence of this. He inflated his valuations of his personal wealth and that of his business. And what are the ramifications for Donald Trump here? The remedy, according to Judge Engoron, is $355 million and barred from doing business in New York for 3 years. What say you? Is this a fair ruling, in your opinion, by Judge Engoron? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Off the text line, you can text us as well on the Apple or Android device using the Civic Media app. Andrew in Maine says, sounds like the judgment does not prohibit Trump from making money from the Trump Organization. He just can't hold major decision-making positions, unquote. That's essentially what I'm getting out of this as well, that Trump could still be, I guess, a stakeholder and profit, but he can't be running the company. And he himself, Donald Trump, cannot do business in the state of New York for at least 3 years. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, if you'd like to weigh in on this breaking news story. Again, I think one of the biggest political ramifications here for Trump is, at least to some, is to the mega base, the people who have the Trump 2024 flags in the back of their cars or trucks, this will only embolden them. Trump has attacked New York Attorney General Lolita James, who happens to be black, and he has accused her of racism, basically reverse racism. Trump has tried in his sick way to call this out as racial because he's white and the Attorney General is black. He's called this a witch hunt. And you would expect him to do nothing less moving forward. And that, of course, will only embolden his true base. Again, there's about, depending upon who you ask, somewhere between 30 and 40% of the current Republican Party consider themselves MAGA. They'll live and die with Trump no matter what. Remember what he said in the first race back in 2015, 2016? Probably one of the few truthful things he's ever said. He said, you know, I could stand on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and they'd still vote for me. And he's right. That 30 to 40% of the Republican base, there is nothing. I don't believe there's anything that he could do, no matter how horrific, to have them not vote for Donald Trump. So with those folks, today's ruling by Judge Engoron will only embolden them. But I still believe there is a small percentage, anywhere from 5 to 10% of people out there, conservatives, Republicans, who are like, you know, I'm a Republican, but I'm not nuts. I'm not going around attacking Taylor Swift. I don't believe we should plot at NATO. I don't think we should tell Donald Trump do whatever the hell he wants. And so maybe this ruling today with those small percentage of voters, when they see that Donald Trump was truly a failure as a business person, when he inflated his personal values, his business values, maybe with those folks, it makes a difference. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 off the text line from WAUK, the Shaw. Andrew from Maine says the only way that the mega base will not vote for Trump is when he has a heart attack and drops out of the race due to death. Well, there you go. I'm only half joking when I say this. Only half joking. I believe there's a portion of the mega base that would vote for Trump even if he died of natural causes, because they believe he isn't really dead. It's the CIA, it's the deep state telling us he's dead. He's really still alive. I'm not making that up. I believe there's a portion of the mega base that would believe that. I mean, if you believe that Taylor Swift is part of the deep state, why would you believe that Trump is dead if they say he is? And again, to make clear, I'm not wishing that on anyone. But I think the caller, bringing the texter, brings up a good point. 20 minutes now before the hour of 3 o'clock at the top of the hour, a fine repeat of the Pete Schwabe Show, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, airing every evening. What time is it now these days? I can't remember what time it is. Do you remember? I'm asking you, Mr. Zoppers.
Sorry, I was trying to find something. What was that? The one time I missed that because...
I'm talking to my producer and he's not paying any attention. You understand?
Normally I'm listening the whole time, but I was trying to find this cut that I'll have to find during the... Whenever I have a second. That's next fine. Of...
I was amused by it. I was just saying, what time is Pete Schwabe on these days?
He is 7 to 9 now.
See, I knew you'd know. 7 to 9. Pete Schwabe, Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. So we'll have that coming up at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock, and the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you'd like to weigh in on this breaking news, Judge Angoran has ruled this afternoon, about an hour ago, little less, that Donald Trump is going to have to pay about $355 million. Donald Trump himself barred from doing business in the state of New York for 3 years. Donnie Jr. and Eric Trump, the two sons, the two offspring that are involved in the Trump organization, they each have to pay $4 million apiece. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Heather, listening in Madison. Heather, thanks for calling in. What say you?
I think the judgment has no teeth. I'd rather see them do an involuntary bankruptcy or receivership on all of his properties.
Well, that's a good point. But I think... the ruling, the teeth that you talk about, that's going to come down to the appellate court, right? I mean, we'll find out whether the appellate court upholds Angoran's decision or not, Angoran's decision or not.
And it's true whether they uphold it or not, but they really need to make it more conclusive and actually do something.
Well, if the appellate court upholds it and this holds, I mean, $355 million ain't nothing. And barring him from doing business in New York ain't nothing. I mean, that to me, and also it gets to what matters to him the most is his own reputation, right? And this case has laid that bare.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, I agree. I mean, do you work in the industry? Do you know about receiverships and property and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, a collection of judgments. I don't know if it's the same in New York, but there have to be some similarities.
Right. So how would it work if this happened in Wisconsin? As someone who works in the industry, how would that have more teeth in your opinion?
Well, and again, you're right about the appellate, but they would proceed with the receivership even before it was fully through the appeals court.
Oh, really?
I've seen that happen.
Very interesting.
Hmm. And right. Sometimes they just manage the business, but they're keeping the profit. The receiver
is. Right. Interesting. All right. Well, thank you so much, Heather, for taking the time to call in. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. This breaking news of the decision by Judge Engoron that Donald Trump has to pay $355 million, that he cannot do business in the state of New York for 3 years, that his sons, Eric and Don Jr., each have to pay $4 million apiece.
And I found what I was looking for when I was accidentally ignoring you. So Rick Wilson, the founder of the Lincoln Project, during the last year, we had debate coverage of the Republican debate in Milwaukee. And when Rick Wilson was asked, do you think any of these people have a chance against Trump? He said, absolutely not. And then he was asked, what do you think would have to change in order for him to be no longer the top runner? And this is what he said.
So what would have to change for it to change?
Trump would have to die, be eaten by a shark, struck by a meteorite, and put in jail. Then the jail would have to be hit by a nuclear bomb from North Korea. Then the nuclear wreckage would have to be taken out to sea and buried in the Marianas Trench 28,000 feet below sea level. And then it would have to have concrete laid over it by the mile so that no possibility of Trump emerging from his watery grave was possible. There is no circumstance where they get to get away from his presence.
I'd forgotten about that.
I never forget about that.
Nicely done. Keep that at the ready.
That lives rent-free in my head.
That was Rick Wilson from our coverage of the Republican presidential debate last summer. When asked by myself and our former co-host, Kristen, what would have to happen. And that was his reply. And he was absolutely spot on.
And I like to add, when I retell that to people, because I've told friends about it before, he would still get 30%.
He would still get, exactly. That's what I was saying before. Even if Trump wasn't alive, he would still get 30%. That was fantastic. Well worth the, not paying attention. Remember, as Ken Lewis, my former teacher, likes to remind us, you're never so poor, you cannot pay attention.
It is true. I have to remind myself of it sometimes.
For a moment, you were so poor you couldn't pay attention, but as it turned out, it was for a great reason.
I was paying attention to something else.
Yes, you were paying attention to something else. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you'd like to weigh in on this ruling by the Judge Engoron, who has said that Trump has to pay $355 million in penalties, is barred from doing business in New York City for 3 years, and Donnie Jr. and Eric have to come up with $4 million bucks apiece.
$1 million.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, $355 million. We're not gonna have time to get all this because of the special news, breaking news. Not gonna have time to do all this, but I do want to get to this. We'll start it, see how far we get. When's the last time, Mr. Zomers, that you went an entire day without your cell phone? An entire day.
Right. Like I said, I think it was probably up north ice fishing for a few days. And I already wasn't using it all day while out on the lake. And then when I got back, I was like, I don't feel like turning my phone on. Right. We also, when you mentioned this earlier, got an answer from Andrew. I believe this is Andrew in Verona on YouTube saying the day before I bought my first phone is the last day that I went a full day without using it.
I think if I'm being honest, I think I'm probably with Andrew. I mean, I 2 years ago, I went kayaking with my friends, Kurt and Florcy, and I left my phone in my truck, and I think it was like 5 or 6 hours. And it was very refreshing, but that was 5 or 6 hours. And because the business that we're in, part of my job is keeping informed of news as it happens. And so to go an entire day without looking at that is like, then I got to do double time to catch up.
Dereliction of duty.
We'll come back, talk about being addicted to our cell phones and your calls after this on the third hour of the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance.
But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History Story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show, hour number three for a Friday, February 16th, 2024, 10 now before the hour of 3 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour. Update from our national news headlines, of course, this breaking news on Donald Trump, Judge Engoron ordering the Trump Organization and Trump himself to pay $355 million. Trump himself barred from doing business in New York for 3 years. And the sons, Don Jr. and Eric, told that they have to pay $4 million apiece. Off the text line, Lynn in Oconomowoc, listening in on WAUK, the Shaw, Lynn says, quote, Todd, mafia dons have been jailed. Did that stop them from running their businesses? Are Don Jr. and Eric banned too, Ivanka? Unquote. Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate it. She's absolutely right. You know, there have been mafia guys who have been banned or have been put in jail, rather, and they ran the business from jail. Absolutely true. And in terms of Don Jr. and Eric being banned and Ivanka, I don't believe, and again, this is all happening in real time, but I have not seen anywhere yet where it's being reported that the kids are being banned from doing business in New York for 3 years as well. But stay tuned. We'll have more for you. Ever had the feeling that the use of an app might qualify as an addiction?
Yes.
Well, you can stop wondering. It is. And you are addicted. That's the case made by researchers Annie Margaret and Nicholas Hunkins in their article published this week by The Conversation. Checking your phone is the new smoke break. Hadn't thought about it that way.
Good. I can't say that I disagree.
Yeah. Purveyors of online apps manipulate our brains with algorithms, rewards, and even simple sounds. I'd heard this before, and it is true. These people perfected how to trigger dopamine, the surges in our brains. Dopamine is the brain's reward center. It's a high, same as gambling and drugs. It keeps you coming back again and again and again. Of course, our online technologies offer many benefits. The problem is when the internet overcompensates and becomes destructive. Overcompensation, that is. Too much online consumption can hurt your mental health and physical health. It can rob time from our lives, the lives of our loved ones, an online presence cannot replace in-person presence. Yes, Mark Zuckerberg, Google, and others can manipulate our internet consumption levels. That's the bad news. But the good news is we can take control back. Here's how. Start by reflecting on your current internet and social media use. For example, are you spending too much time mindlessly scrolling? Some people call that what, death scrolling?
Doom scrolling.
Thank you very much. Here's one. Do you sleep with your phone always within reach?
Yes.
I do too. Right next to my bed.
Although, to be fair, one reason that I do that is because a lot of the time I'll put on music to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I just put my phone next to my pillow and play it at like volume 1.
Right.
So I hear it, but nobody else in the house is going to hear it.
Okay.
So I have somewhat of a reason. However, it's not like I can't figure out another way to do that.
I just think, well, if tragedy strikes, I have to, you know, somebody will call me and I don't want to miss the call.
That's also true.
You know, yeah. Next, set goals for the changes you want to make. Here are a few examples. Talking about cell phone usage. Set a timer for when you'll set the phone down. That's pretty good, right? Turn off notifications. So like, you know, when you get a snap or you get a text and it goes ding or whatever, that's the dopamine thing. Like, or like, you know, I think sometimes you could do that for likes, right? Like on various social media platforms, when you get a like, it'll make a sound.
Right. Or with Snapchat in particular, I know you can change the settings so that the way it is by default, you get notifications when someone starts typing or when you get a message.
Right.
You can turn it off when someone's typing and then you get fewer notifications.
Right. So that's another one. So turn off notifications. Unfollow certain accounts. All right. That's another good one as well. Delete or limit your apps. Do you have apps on your phone that you don't use that much? All right. Delete those. Sleep with the phone in another room where you cannot hear it. Wow. Now that one, I've done that by mistake a couple of times, slept with it in another room, but not like intentionally. Next, keep a journal. This is really good. Next, keep a journal for 4 weeks on how well you do on your goals. Wow. Include notes on your feelings when you stick to a goal and when you fall off the wagon. Addressing our addiction to social media or other internet challenges, other internet technologies is a challenge. That was good. That one was good. Keep a journal.
Your phone can also help you not use your phone. I know on Android, at least, I get every week a weekly report. And it's like, you use your phone 51 minutes less.
I get that, but it never makes a difference for me. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly out to Spring Green. Mike in Spring Green, thanks for calling. Let's see you.
Hey, just a quick comment on some of those. I mean, I think the point overall is valid. We all probably are attached to them too much. But the one about, do you have your phone next to you when you sleep? I mean, 50 years ago when, you know, we had plug-in phones, we had one on the nightstand too.
Right.
For just that kind of a reason, an emergency or anything. So I'm thinking, you know, just to be picky, I'm thinking that one question is maybe just a little too picky. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, maybe what I've done sometimes if I really need to sleep well is it'll still be on my nightstand, but I'll turn the ringer off and it'll just be on vibrate or whatever, but it's still next to me. But yep. You know, but that way I guess, you know,
I have a do not disturb, and then I can only let favorites call me out between hours, because
right.
If my son or my, you know, somebody like that would call, but otherwise it's, you know, but still, I think there were phones next to beds for, you know, 100 years. So right. I don't know if that one is really a valid question. That's all.
No, I think that's fair. I think that's fair, Mike. Thanks so much for calling. Thanks so much for listening, as always, out there in beautiful Spring Green.
That's one thing. Hearing that some people leave their ringer on at night mystifies me, because I don't know what my ringtone is because it's always on vibrate.
Right. See, really.
Oh, yeah, like if you had to ask me to hum my ringtone, I couldn't.
I also have a really bad hearing loss, as you know, Mr. Sommers. And so there have been times when I left my ringer on and I've slept through a phone call or I've, you know, whatever, right next
That's
to me.
That's fair. I guess for me, the vibration on a table would wake me up.
I sleep usually like a rock. My friends know this about me. We'll get more to this on Monday. That's a good thing for us, Stu. We'll finish this article up on Monday. We'll be pre-recorded back with a live show on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll be live from the Birkenbeiner up in Hayward. Stay tuned for more news next here on the Civic Media Radio Network. For Mr. Zommers and all of us, thanks for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming up Monday on Matt Nair On Air, UW-Madison entomologist P.J. Leash joins the show. They're coming. Don't miss it.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Todd Lobel, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Trump's civil fraud judgment. I'm Michelle Franzen. A New York judge handing down a decision in the